Okay, today's Daf Tes. We are on the last line of Chesam Abeis. Last line of Chesam Abeis. So the Gemara just brought up the topic of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha and various reasons for the principle of not being able to get married on Yantif. We had Ein Ma'arv not to mix Simcha B'Simcha, not to leave the Simcha Saregel and be Osek B'Simcha Sishto, the Pasik B'Chakech V'Lobushtecha, and then two other reasons, V'Leah Torach, because it'll be a big bother and we don't want to cause tircha on extra tircha on Yantif, and also bitul pirivya because people might delay their marriage and in that way try to do the suda of the wedding and the suda of the Yantif to do it at once, and in that way save some money. So we don't want to have that because we don't want people to delay getting married. We want people to get married as soon as they possibly can. So Meisve, last line. Meisvei, kolelu sha'amru asur and lisa b'moed, mutar and lisa erev haregel. The Braisa says that all of these that are listed in the Mishnah, that you're asur to get married on Yantif, mutar to get married on erev Yantif. Erev Yantif you're allowed, just not on Yantif itself. So the word says, kasha l'kulu. Isn't this problematic according to all the shitas? Because we know there is a concept of shivas yimei ha-mishta, it's a concept of sheva brachas, and that would overlap on Yantif itself. So how is it that you're allowed to get married on Erev Yantif? Gemara answers that is a takana. The Rambam writes that's a takana. Takana's Moshe. Daf sheva brachas. It's based on the psukim. You know, malei shvu azos. We learn it from Lavan and Rachel and Leah. But kasha l'kulu. So doesn't the sheva brachas simcha overlap the rest of Yantif? So the Gemara says no. You can answer according to all the shittas. Lo kasha. L'manda amar mishum simcha ikur simcha chad yobahu. According to the one who says that ema arvet simcha b'simcha, you're allowed to mix simchas. So no, the ikur simcha is the first day. The first day is the Iker Simcha, the rest of Sheva Brachas, all the days of Sheva Brachas is just an overflow. And that's not the real Machayev of Simcha, that will cause a problem halachically. L'manda Amrim Shem Tircha, according to what it says, we don't want him to be Toreach on Yantif. Iker Tircha Chayomahu. Also, the main Tircha is the wedding, not the Sheva Brachas. So also, we're not worried that you're going to be Toreach extra on Yantif. L'manda Amrim Shem Bitul Peri V'Rivya, L'chad Yoma Lomashi Inish Navshe. Also, regarding the reason that you're going to delay the wedding because of Bitul Peri V'Rivya, and we're worried that that's going to be the case. So, if you only have Erev Yantif to get married, L'chad Yoma, L'mashi Inish Nafshi, Rashi explains that you're not going to take the chance to get married in Erev Yantif, because maybe something's going to happen. You're not going to be able to get married in Erev Yantif, and you know you can't get married on Yantif, so you're going to have to wait another week. So you're not going to delay it to take your chances to do it on Erev HaRegel. So therefore, you'll get married soon whenever you get the chance. So that's why this brisa could fit in according to any reason that we had said earlier. So now we get to the makar. How do we know? Where's the makar of Ema Arvin Simcha B'Simcha? So again, we had a pasuk before about B'chagecha V'lo B'Ishtecha. But now we say, according to the first Manda Amar, of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, what's the makar in Tanakh for that idea? We know it from a pasuk in Malachim. When Shlomo HaMelech finished building the Beis HaMikdash, so he made a party. Vayas Shlomo Bo'esahi Esachag V'kol Yisrael Imo. So Shlomo HaMelech at that time made a chag, and all the Jews with him. Kahal Gadol Milavo Chamas Anacham Mitzrayim. All Bnei Yisrael had a mishteh with Bnei Hashem Elokeinu, Shivas Yamim, Vishivas Yamim, Arba Asar Yom. 7 days and 7 days. The second of these 7 days were Sukkos. The first 7 days were before Sukkos. So you see that the 7 days of the Simcha of Chanukah, Sabeis HaMikdash, and the 7 days of Sukkos did not overlap. Yim Isa, the Marvit, Simcha B'Simcha, and if it would be true that we do allow overlaps of Simcha B'Simcha, Iboile Lemitra Adachag, he should have waited. Why do you have to have a week off, take 7 days to have the celebration when he finished the Beis HaMikdash, and then another 7 days of Sukkos? He should have waited until Sukkos, Umev Shiva Lahacha Lahacha, and he should have overlapped the two days, Lahacha Lahacha. Why? Why should he have waited to overlap? So Tosfa says, so people don't have to take off 2 weeks from work. Tosfa says, in Iboile, Kadesha lo yizbat lu yisrael mimalachton kolkach. Right? It's hard for people to take off Cholam Moed, let alone the week before. So therefore, says Tosfa, we want it to overlap so that people don't have to take off from work. The Marsha says, you know why? Because of what the Gemara is about to talk about. So we wouldn't have to not have a Yom Kippur that year. We're going to talk about they didn't have Yom Kippur that year. They didn't fast on Yom Kippur that year. So that would have been a reason to delay it so that we could have Yom Kippur. is there Simchas Yatav on Yom Kippur? That was a little bit of last year's Shabbos Shuvah Drasha. But there is, the Gra says there is Oneg and not Kavod. Right, there's kavod and there's not oneg. Right, there's nice clothes and you take a shower beforehand. But on Yom Kippur, there seems to be some type of simcha. Breaks avelos. Yom Kippur breaks avelos. The Rambam says there's no simcha yesera on Yom Kippur. Mashma, there is some level of simcha, like Rosh Hashanah. He puts it in the same category. So there is some type of simcha siyantav on Yom Kippur. Right, so according to this, well, we'll see. There was no Yom Kippur that year. Not the normal Yom Kippur. So I don't know if you can bring any rice from the Yom Kippur line. Either way, that's Tosfos and that's the Marsha. Why is it that we would want to delay it? So one of the Achronim just discussed, what about the principle of Ein Machmitzin as a mitzvah, right? Mitzvah b'al yadchal tach misena. We don't push off a mitzvah. We're going to push off a mitzvah just to be able to not to take off so much work. That's the Havamina here. You should have pushed it off. So some of the Achronim explain that you're allowed to push off a mitzvah and delay it if you're going to do it in a more mehudr way later. Comes up sometimes by Barov Am Hadras Melech. Let's say you can do a mitzvah early, or you can do it later, Barov Am. Let's say a su'udah of a pidyon aben. Sometimes, when do you make the su'udah of a pidyon aben? When do you make a pidyon aben? So it's either do it like in the first meal of it, yes, you have my boker, do it in the morning. But others say, no, you'd rather do it later. Some posts can say, let's say 5, 6 o'clock, people could come for a su'udah mitzvah, Barov Am. You don't have to do it so early in the morning, right? Yeah, you're machmitz the mitzvah a little bit. But again, if you can do it in a more mahudr way later, so that's why in some cases it is allowed. So here too, some achronim say that it would be maybe a more mahudr way to have the celebration on Sukkot itself, dafka to have all the simchas together. That's the Havamina, to delay the celebration. So that's the Gemara's question. If you say Ma'arvin, that you're allowed to be Ma'ariv, so why did he delay it? It must be that you're not allowed to delay, you're not allowed to overlap, and that's why Shlomo HaMelech had it separate days. Answers the Gemara, no raya. V'dilma mintar lo natrinan. Maybe we won't delay it on purpose. V'echad esrami avdinan. But if it dafka fell out at that time, maybe we wouldn't try to push it away, and the only problem was delaying it. But if it would fall out on that time, it would be allowed. So no raya. So the Gemara says again, no. Iboy le l'shire perta. No, he at least, even if it didn't fall out that day, he should have at least left over a little bit. At least have a little overlap, according to Tosfos, to save one day of work, to have a little bit of overlap. So why didn't he wait at all? So Gemara says, no. Shiurei binyan beis hamikdash lo mishayrinan. What are you going to delay the base? The base hamikdash is being built. Are you going to delay building the base hamikdash? How can you do? You don't do that. If you finish it, you finish building the base hamikdash. So he didn't want to delay it. It took him so many years to get to this stage. So he wasn't going to delay it at all. So therefore, he didn't want to overlap a little bit. Gemara continues, two more lines, says, no, Iboyle Lishire Ba'ama Kalya Orev. Oh, no, okay, you're right, he could have finished the whole base of Migdash, but he could have left something to overlap. The Ama Kalya Orev, what's that? The top of the base of Migdash had these sharp points so that birds wouldn't go on top of the base of Migdash, because that wasn't one of the Nisim, that the birds stayed away. Right? The birds went on top of the base of Migdash. They would have gone out without the Kalya Orev. The Orev is a raven. With these points, either so the birds wouldn't bring Tomei items, that's what Tosfos says, so Yolviyu Atuma, they didn't bring Tomei items to the roof of the base of Migdash, or so the birds wouldn't dirty up the roof of the base of Migdash. So either way, so maybe he should have left that over, and the fact that he didn't, so that's a raya. That you don't want to be Ma'ariv Simcha B'Simcha. So Gemara says, no, Amakal Ya'ariv Tzorech Binyan Ba'isu. What do you mean? That's part of the Binyan. You need that for the base of Migdash too. So again, you have the principle, you can't delay it. So back to the idea that there is no Raya, there is no proof from this Pasuk, from the content of the Pasuk. So Gemara says, okay, you're right. From the content of the Pasuk we have no Raya, but maybe from the language of the Pasuk we have a Raya. Elam midimiyater kra, because there's an extra word in the Pasuk. Michti. Ksiv arba asar yom. Shivas yom lamali. It says 14 days. Why does it have to emphasize 7 days and then 7 days? Shma mina hani luchud vahani luchud. So it shows me that must be extra to teach me that it cannot overlap. Period. Okay, this Gemara is a very important Gemara regarding a halacha lamaisa issue. Making siyumim. Not just making siyumim, but delaying siyumim. Because what does this Gemara suggest? Why don't you delay the Beis HaMikdash to be able to, you know, have it overlap? So the Gemara says, no, you don't delay a Beis HaMikdash. You don't build the Beis HaMikdash. Sounds like very unique, special halacha. Don't delay the Beis HaMikdash. But what if, what about right now? What if you finish a Masechta, today, and you want to save it for Erev Pesach? Or let's say you, what's the previous Masechta we did, Masechta's Megillah, and you left out the last three lines so you could make a Siyum on Erev Pesach. So is that acceptable or not? Is that something that the Poskim say should be done, should not be done? Comes up Erev Pesach and it comes up during the 9 days. So the question is that appropriate or not? So the discussion, the biggest raya in either direction, there are not so many Gemaras that talk about this. A lot of it is based on instinct. But one of the Gemaras that is brought is this Gemara. And it's brought as a makar lehatir. Because the Gemara says, why don't you delay the Beis HaMikdash's completion? Whereas, no, you don't delay the Beis HaMikdash's completion. So it sounds like maybe you see a Masechta. That's not something like the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Ain't no dome of that. So that's why there are poskim, the Shoal Umeshiv, and Rabbi Yosef Shoal Nathanson and others say that you're allowed to delay based on this Gemara. Again, this is a machlokas on poskim. In the Sefer Yom HaTavol HaRabbanan, so Sefer on Inyani Siyum, so in Perek Vav Simen Ches, Nechleku HaPoskim, Im Mutter L'Chavenes Limudo, can you be Mechavin your Limud, Kegon L'Maher O L'Ha'it Es HaKatzav, right, to hurry or to slow the rate, Amonas L'Saim Es HaMasech Lev Erev Pesach V'Liftar Es HaBachorim. Right, can you do that to Tzim Bechorim? Kosher Bikiva Eger, Gamanochi Darki Limchos, Ba'osan Shebechavin L'Sayim. I'm upset that those who are Dafka Mechavin between Messiah, they lechol Hazman Akruim, unless Yata Deshmaya just finished on Erev Pesach. Elephacha Shlomo, so you just gotta start 30 days, gotta count the Dafim, and start that many days before, so he would agree. Kosher Shlomo Kluger also was upset at it, but there are Poskim, the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Shoal Umeshiv are all Mako, based on our Gemara, Moikon Daf Test. That's who's quoted, for sure, by Tainus Bechoris, they quote. If you want to be Mako, Tainus Bechoris, you can for sure quote, because that's already late, that's not in Shas. It's in the Masechta Sofrim. Tainus Bechorim is not a early. It might be an early minog, but it's not as strongly based in Shas. So therefore, those that are Mekel. When it comes to the 9 days, so that already is in the Gemara. So that's something that is somewhat more Chomer. The Mishnah Berurah is somewhat Machmir in Ilchus Tisha B'Av. What he talks about when the Ramah writes that you could see a Masechta, you could eat meat. Says the Mishnah Berurah Mikol Makom Im Lo Nizdamin B'Limudo Hasiyum. If the Siyum did not fall out during the 9 days, Lo Yemaher O Yaacher B'Shvil Zeh. You should not hasten or slow it down. V'Gamim Lo Asa Osa Suda B'Shar Yam. He also says if you wouldn't make such a big meal on other days, you shouldn't make it on those days. Only people who you would have invited otherwise. And the Mishnah Berurah is more machmir by Hilchos Tisha B'Av than he is by Hilchos Tainus Bechorim. But that is maybe because that's Maker Hadin, and that is more of a minhag. Okay, but this is the Gemara that is quoted to prove one way or the other. Okay. Amar Rabbi Parnach, by the 6th or 7th wide line. Amar Rabbi Parnach, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Osa Shana Lo Asu Yisrael Es Yom HaKippurim. Amazing. That year, Bnei Yisrael did not have Yom Kippur. They had Yom Kippur. It was the 10th of Tishrei, but they were in the middle of their party that they had for a week after the completion of the Beis HaMikdash, so they did not fast that Yom Kippur. They still had the party. But then they were thinking to themselves. They were worried. It said, maybe we weren't supposed to do that. Even though they did it under the direction of Shlomo HaMelech. Maybe they weren't supposed to do it. Then Abasko went out and said, don't worry. Kulchem mizumanim l'chayei olam haba. Don't worry. You're all going to Olam Haba. So you don't have to worry about it. So my drosh. So what did they originally think? What did they eventually think? What exactly was their svara?
Isn't that the greatest raya of Ein Ma'arvin?
Because they were Mavatli Yom Kippur, that just proves Ein Ma'arvin. Yeah. Or it's impossible to be Ma'arvin those two simchas.
No,
the Simcha of Yom Kippur.
Should have
you can say, what's the Simcha of Yom Kippur? The Simcha of Lifnei Hashem, the Simcha of being like Malachim.
No,
it might just be that those two Simchas, it's impossible to combine those two Simchas. By Yom Kippur, the Simcha is acting like Malachim and getting close to Hashem.
Uh-huh.
So you can't do that while you're eating and drinking. So I don't know if you could prove a Marisim Simcha, but it's still an amazing idea that they were Mavatel, Yom Kippur. So my drosh, what was the basis of their, what was their svara? So Gemara says, Amru Kavachomer, they darshan the Kavachomer. Uma Mishkan, if by the Mishkan, Parshas Naso, She'en Kedushas Olam, a Mishkan which does not have eternal Kedusha.
right? After the Mishkan is destroyed, that spot does not retain Kedusha. And there's a heter to build Bamos after the Mishkan is destroyed. It's Kedusha, it's not Kedusha, it's Olam. The Karban Yachid Doche Shabbos to Isser Skila, and yet the Nisiim, who, when the Mishkan was finished, they brought Karbanos Yachid. They each brought their own private Karbanos, and they went straight. All the Nisiim went straight and brought their Karbanos, which included a Shabbos, which is an Isser Skila, a very Chamer day, and yet the Mishkan, which is somewhat weaker, was able to overpower Shabbos, which is very strong. So Mikdash, so the Beis HaMikdash, the Kedushas Kedushas Olam, the Beis HaMikdash, which Kedusha is eternal forever. The Tosafot HaRash says, you can't build any other Beis HaMikdash, even after it was destroyed, and that Kedusha remains forever on that spot, it never leaves, the Isser Abamos is forever. So there, where you have a Chamer, binyan, the finish, the completion, the carbon seber of Yom Kippurim to Anish Kares, Lakal Shekain, and Yom Kippur, which is only an Anish of Kares, right, as compared to Shabbos, which is Skila, surely you should be able to push it aside. So that was their Svara for celebrating, just like the Nesiim were Docha, so too they were Docha. Yeah? Oh, that's a good question. The Gemara assumes that the carbon of the Nesiim were a carbon yachid in Achinami, even though they were brought seemingly on behalf of each of the shvatim. You could say they were the shlichim. But again, the Gemara calls these carbonos yachid, the carbonos of the Nesiim, the carbon yachid. They each brought one carbon, you know, an asham, not an asham, but a chatas and a shlamim and a mincha. But that's what the Gemara calls it. Yeah. Let's continue the Gemara. I don't think it's a psak here. I think the Baskel is just making them feel good. I don't think the Baskel, they already did what they did. Well, it's giving them psak, you don't have to do tshuva. That's the psak. So again, I don't know if you would call this a Baskel giving psak. That's what we discussed at the end of Mesechus Megillah, the last Amud, about the Mashgichin Babaskel, the Gemara there said. Oh, so the Gemara, yeah. So the Gemara, I'm sorry? The Nesiim brought from their own, right? So it's called the carbon, it is a carbon yachid, but you might have said that has special characteristics, it's brought on behalf of the tzibur to be mechanic the mizbeach, but the Gemara calls it clearly a carbon yachid. Damek Bracha points out in Hilchos Chol HaMoed, Yonei Chol HaMoed, he says, how could you learn that from the Mishkan? Wasn't that a harashah? A one-time thing that Nesiim brought from the... How could you learn from there to the Beis HaMikdash, which is going to be there forever? Isn't that a Hurah Shah? Teacher says one line. He says, this seems to be a riot to the Ramban. The Ramban in Parshas Naso says that the Chanukah of the Mishkan is the same Chanukah that they do for not just the Mishkan, for all the Batei Mikdash. That's not clear in the Psukim. But that's what the Ramban writes in Parshas Naso, and that's what the Emek Bracha says. He thinks that this Gemara is a riot to that. Because how could you learn that from Mishkan, which is a harasha? But you're a muchach mizekadas Ramban. The mitzvah chanukas ha-mikdash ha-mizbeach hi mitzvah ledoros. Shenitz tabu la-olam l'chanechas ha-mikdash ha-mizbeach. Well, that's what Shlomo HaMelech did, and that's what Asher Knesset Gadol did in Bayesheni, and that's what we're going to do b'mos HaMashiach. As it says in Yechezkel, v'yalkein shah v'yalfinim chanukas ha-nesiim. Because that was not a harasha, that was the beginning of a mitzvah ladaros.
Isn't that exactly the
Kal Vachomer, but you might have
permanent,
okay, so you could say that's part of the Kal Vachomer. It didn't have a permanent status, but you might have said that's mufka from limudim. If it's just a different type of harasha, but he's saying no, that you can learn it based on that Ramban. Let's just finish for a minute. Ella, my how you dog. So what were they so worried about? Well, if they had this Kal Vachomer, that's what they're so worried about. You're allowed to dash on a Kal Vachomer Ba'atzmam, right? You don't need a Mesora. So what were they so worried about afterwards? What changed? So Hasam Zor Kavoa, Hachat Zor Chedyon. It's a big difference. The Desibra Karbanis, Bnei Yisrael were having a party for themselves. You say Karbanis are Zor Kavoa. But Zor Chedyon, the Mishnah that they were having, they weren't so sure whether that was allowed. So if they were so unsure, so why didn't they just bring the special karbanos and have the party, but don't eat and don't drink? So why'd they have to do that? No, you can't. There's no choice. You can't have simcha without eating and drinking. That is what is needed. I saw in the Margolius Hashas, and he quotes the question that bothers all of us. He quotes this from one of the rebbes. How is it possible they didn't have Yom Kippur that year? Just Yom Kippur we're talking about. No Yom Kippur? So having a party for the Beis HaMikdash, no Yom Kippur? So he quotes, Efshal Omar. He says, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Kol ma'anik es ha-Shabbos, nosen lo nachla b'li mitzarim. We know anybody who's Ma'anik Shabbos, Onik Shabbos, you're zocha to get a nachla, a portion without borders. What does that mean, a portion without borders? So he explains. When we usually eat, we are mahane our guf and not our neshama. We usually physically eat. We sustain our guf and not our neshama. When we fast and we focus on spiritual matters, so then we're mahane our neshama and not our guf, because our guf hurts. Therefore, each of these usually has a border. It only does the guf, it only does the neshama. So it has mitzarim, it has borders. But yet, when we eat on Shabbos, when we're makadesh, our eating, so when we eat on Shabbos, it's both. It sustains our guf and it sustains our neshama. That's why Kalma'ani gets a Shabbos, no solo nachla b'li mitzarim. We get a nachla, we get a portion without borders. Because just like we are sustaining our guf and our neshama, there's no stopping what we're sustaining, so too, achila Shabbos. Mitzala'ani gets a Shabbos, you get the guf and the neshama. That's why you get the nachla b'li mitzarim b'schar zeh. So when they finished the Beis HaMikdash, what was the whole tachlis of the Beis HaMikdash? It was a place to show that we could have physical activities, eating, shechting, involved in physical activities, yet obviously on the highest level of Kedusha. It was the ultimate, it was Shabbos every day. It was the message of Shabbos every day. The purpose of the Beis HaMikdash was to be Mekadish the eating. What did the Gemara say? Bailam Kohanim Ochlim, or Bailam Ischaprim. The Kohanim eat and the Bailam get Kapara because the Kohanim eat, that's part of the Kapara. So that's why they had to eat and drink. They had to, because that was the whole tachlis of the Beis HaMikdash, to reflect that this is what life's about, to take the eating and the shechting and to be mekadishit. That's why Dafka, it says, Ein Simcha. This Simcha of the Beis HaMikdash had to be done by Achila v'Shasiyah. It couldn't be done by fasting, because that would have lost the whole purpose of what the Beis HaMikdash stood for. Ein Simcha below Achila v'Shasiyah. That was a unique Yom Kippur. So the Malbim says on there's a mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippur. So the Malbim says a lot of times it's much more difficult to do the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur than fasting on Yom Kippur. Fasting on Yom Kippur everybody can do. Of course you fast it. You're doing it L'shem Shemayim. Eating on Erev Yom Kippur, that's much more difficult. So that's why it's more difficult to eating on Erev Yom Kippur. Based on that, the Marsha on our Gemara says that's the language of the Baskol. Kulchem is what I'm chayalim about. What do you mean all of you? What's the Kulchem? Who's it including? Even including the ones who ate on Yom Kippur, not L'shem Shemayim. No, ate on Yom Kippur. You know, people are fasting on, everybody fasts on Yom Kippur L'shem Shemayim. Why else are you doing it? Eating on Yom Kippur, that's much more. Okay, those who ate L'shem, finishing of the Beis HaMikdash, wonderful. What about the people who didn't? They were just eating. Hey, look, no Yom Kippur this year, we can eat. So that's what the Marsha says. Even those are included. Kulchem, all of you are mezumen to chayal mabah. I know it's hard, he says, like the Malbim's idea, but you're all included. Okay, let's continue. How do we know explicitly, how do we know that the Nesiyim's Karbanos were Docha Shabbos? How do we know that? If you want to just say, because it lists off the days, maybe that means just the seventh day of bringing Karbanos, not the seventh day of the week. It says Yom twice there. So my Yom Kula Ratzav. So just like a day is consecutive hours, so to the 11 days of the Nesiyim were all consecutive. Maybe that just means days that are fit to bring Karbanos Yachid, which are weekdays. Versus, no, there's another extra pasuk. Karachrina, b'yom shneimasar yom. Again, the word yom twice in the pasuk. Mayom kula ratzav ashneimasar yom kulam ritzufim. Again, you learn out from the extra word that it means consecutive. Maybe that just means only days that are roi. Mk trei karalamali. No, what do you have the extra pasuk for? The extra pasuk must mean that you're able to learn it even on Shabbos. So did they have a pasuk to, they learned out the Kal v'chomer from the Mishkan, but was there any makar that they had? Again, if it says 14 days, which sounds like you go straight, so maybe those are the only days that are fit, excluding Yom Kippur. No, they have a Zereshava from the Nesiyim. If the Nesiyim by the Mishkan, they did it straight, so to here they did straight. The Baskel went out and says, don't worry, you all get Olam Haba. How do we know there was such a Baskel? How do we know that there was Mechila that was given to the Jews at that time? The Tani Tachlifa, because we have a Braisa. B'yom HaShmini, on the eighth day after, this is at the end of the celebration, the end of the 14 days, Shalach Esa'am, the question is discussed. What do you mean B'yom HaShmini? What's B'yom HaShmini? Which day of the was Yom HaShmini? Was it Shmini Yishmini Atzeres? So the Gemara, we're going to see Yom HaShmini means the 22nd. The 22nd of Tishrei. B'yom HaShmini, Shalach Esa'am, V'yavarchu Esa'amelech. So what happens? After Sukkot, they sent them out and they gave a bracha to the king. V'yelchu L'Aleim, Smechem Tovilev. And they went home, happy, good of heart. Al Kol HaTov Asher Asa Hashem L'David Avdo U'Lisrael Amo. Regarding everything that Hashem did for David, who is not alive anymore, right? Shlomo built the base of Mikdash, and for Yisrael, his nation. So the Gemara darshins every phrase. La'ahalehem, they went back to their tents. Shaholchu umatsu nushem batara. An amazing simcha that they came home and all the women, there was no woman that was in Ida. They were all batara. They were all able to be with their wives. That was a special simcha. Smechim, that's la'ahalehem, because ol means ishto. Ein ol ala ishto. Smechim, what does that word teach me? Shnenu mizev ha'shchina, that they were had hanah from the shchina. It's amazing. The same pasuk is talking about the physical pleasures and the spiritual pleasures. Afka, the simcha with the wife, and then simcha with the nenu mizev ha'shchina. Tove leiv, shkol echad ve'echad nis'aber ishto b'ben zachar. That night, everybody was able to impregnate their wives and have a male child. You'll call it Tova and all the good. She has a Basko of Amr Lahem. That pasuk is teaching me the Basko. Being Marami is the Basko. The Basko went out and said, Kulchem Zubanim Chayalam Abba. You're all Mizumin to Olam Haba. Well, David Avdo, Yisrael Amo, to David and to Yisrael. What is that about? Vishma, Yisrael Amo, to Achalo Avon Yom Kippurim. I understand what B'nai Yisrael is about, that Hashem showed them favor and then forgave them for eating on Yom Kippur. El David Avdo Maihi, what's David? So Amar Rav Yudam Arav, quotes the Gemara we had back in Masechah Shabbos. B'shar Shibigei Shlomo, L'hachnis es Aron L'mikdash. When Shlomo Melech wanted to finally bring the Aron Kodesh into the Beis HaMikdash, Dov Kusharam Zeh Lazeh, the Beis HaMikdash gates did not open. Amar Shlomo, Esrim Ba'arba Renanus, David HaMelech, Davind and Davind and Davind, Lo Nenu. He was not answered. Pazak v'yamar su'u sharim rasheichem. He started singing su'u sharim. Right? Open your gates. V'chulu v'lo nenu. Nothing's working. Kivat sh'amar. So he said, okay, that's it. I have to invoke my father's name. Kivat sh'amar Hashem Elokim al tashi p'nei mishichecha. Don't turn away the p'nei of your Mashiach. Your Mashiach, your anointed one. David HaMelech. Zach v'lachasti David Avdecha miyan nene. Right away, David HaMelech. Was b'schus David HaMelech, the doors opened, but osa shar nefku p'nei soni David k'shuli hakadera. Right then, David HaMelech's enemies realized that they didn't hold a candle to David. David HaMelech had a special place in God's heart. V'yadu akol shemach l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu al osa avon, and they realized that Hakadosh Baruch Hu had forgiven David, right? Because it wasn't that David HaMelech wasn't right to build a base of Megiddo because of any chait, but just a mitzvah. He had blood on his hands, even though they were all milchamos shel mitzvah, and he wasn't able to build a base of Megiddo, but there was nothing tainted about him. Okay, so you see the remez in there about the Basko. So the Magali Sashas quotes a story. I've seen it in some children's books also. A story about in the times of the Marsha. Times of the Marsha, they were about to build the yeshiva of the Marsha, and they were about to have a dedication ceremony. They were going to put the first stone down on to build the base of Migdal, to build the Marsha's yeshiva. And they were auctioning off who's going to have the schus to put in the first stone. Put in the first shovel. So they auctioned it off. So there was one person that went over to the gabbai in private and said, I want to get it. Whatever the bidding is, I get it. Don't tell anybody. I want to get it. It wasn't such a rich man. But it went up. It went 500 ruble it went for. So this guy bought that. Everybody's like, oh, what happened? Who bought it? What? The gabbai said, I'm sorry, I can't tell. Anonymous doesn't want his name on the plaque. So they're like, okay, fine, wonderful. A few weeks later, when it came to the time to do it, they're like, okay, we're going to see today who it is. So they come, and the man had gone over to the gabbai and said, let the marsha do it. Don't tell anybody who it is. So everybody's waiting. They see the marsha. Oh, the marsha. Marsha didn't do it. Somebody obviously was the chabidim. They're still upset. Nobody knows. So the marsha went to the gabbai and said, at least I want to know. I want to give him a karsa tov. I want to be able to thank him at the yeshiva. So he said, I have to check. So he goes to the man and says, could the marsha at least know who you are? He said, okay, the marsha can. So they went in private. So the marsha meets with him. He's like, wow, you? I didn't know. You're not such a... He says, what's going on? He says, look, my wife and I haven't had children, and for many, many years. And we thought, b'schus this mitzvah of building the yeshiva, of building this base of medrash, so maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us out. Marsha says, By this time next year, your wife will have a child. Your wife will have a boy. And kachava, and the Marsha says, and he'll be able to come to my yeshiva when he gets older. And that's what happened. He had a boy, and later on in life, when he came to the yeshiva, he wasn't the best of bacher, but when he came to the Marsha's yeshiva, they're like, oh, should we let him in? He says, look, my father was the one. Okay, you're right in. Okay, so that's the story. But then when the story was told, they said, oh, the Marsha's a Baal Mofes. Oh, he knew they were going to have a boy that year. Unbelievable. Wow, he was a nabi. So the Marsha says, no, it's a Mefurish Gemara. What does the Gemara say? That after they helped build the Beis HaMikdash, they went home, they all had sons. They all had sons. So he said, oh, it's before you helped build the whole Beis HaMikdash. That's the Gemara. The Gemara. That's the Marsha. The Marsha just knew about Black Gemara, Moika and Daftes. It's a good building campaign. Good building campaign. Correct. So we have to learn as well as the Marsha learned in that Beis HaMikdash. Okay. Right. Rabbi Yonasan ben Asmai, Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim, Tanu, Parshas Nedarim. These two rabbis were learning Parshas Nedarim. What's Parshas Nedarim? Rashi says, Maseches Nedarim. They were learning Nedarim. Okay, we'll have to see what relevance that has to the following story. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. They were learning it in the yeshiva of Shimon bar Yochai. Iftar b'nei ba'urta, so they left. It was getting nighttime, so they left Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, and they said goodbye to him. L'safra, hadr v'kam mitzri minei. In the morning they came back. They hadn't left. They were supposed to leave that night. I guess they didn't. And they came back the next morning, and they asked again, you know, we're going. They went to say goodbye to the Rebbe again. Amr lehu v'lav iftarisu minei ba'urta. Didn't you say goodbye to me last night? What are you coming back for? Amr le limatan rabbeinu. Hey, didn't you teach us? Talmud shenifta me'rabo, a Talmud that takes leave of his Rebbe, v'lan ba'osa'ir, and then ends up staying, sarach li padam enepam acheris. You got to say goodbye again. It's kavod harav. Kavod harav is before you leave, whenever that is, you got to go ask. Got to go ask from the Rebbe. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Bayom Hashmini Shalach Hazan, the Pasuk that we just had, on the 8th day, which was the 22nd of Tishrei, he sent the people, Vayivarach Bezemelach, and they gave bracha to the king. V'ksiva, then it says, Ubayom Estrim B'shloshal HaChodesh, it says in Divrei Hayamim, on the 23rd, Hashbechosh Hashvi, Shalach Hazan, he sent the people out. So you see, on the 2 days in a row. So that's at the Bakar. That's what you tell Rav Shabbat Yechai, so we had to say goodbye to you again. Ela Mikal Talmud and Iftar Rabba Valonbo Sa'ir, a Talmud that says goodbye and then slays in the city, Zorakli Padman upon Macharis. So that's what they tell Rav Shimon bar Yochai, that's why we said goodbye to you. Omer Lebrei, so Rav Shimon bar Yochai turns to his son and says, Bini, Adam Halalu Anashim Salsurahim. Wow, these are chashuv people. These are people of importance. Zil Gabel Deliver Chuch. Go get a bracha from them. Get a bracha from them. We could go back now, some of Farshim say, and understand why is it part of Parshas Nedarim? What does that have to do with the story? Parshas Nedarim symbolizes the koach hapeh, the koach of they were being osek in what a person could do. Rav Shimon bar Yochai sees that that's what they were being osek in. He says, oh, go get a bracha from them, because a bracha is about the koach hadibur. The bracha shows the power. So that's why Davka, the Parshas Nedarim, that's the connection to a bracha. And the Meiri on this Gemara also an important Meiri. La olam tehei birchas talmud chacham chavivin lo la'adam. The bracha of a Talmud Chacham should always be precious to a person. V'yishtadel b'chol kocho sheyivarchehu. And he should always try to get a bracha. Maisa, then he quotes a story, which we're going to have to have now. And even if you don't think what he's telling you is a bracha, it really is a bracha. You just got to figure out what he means. That's what the story that we're about to have. Okay. So the son goes and finds them on the way, and they were talking and learning. They were asking a stira between two psukim. It says, you should weigh the actions that are in front of you. And you really think about the mitzvahs that are in front of you. And Rashi explains this pasuk. One pasuk means, figure out which is the bigger mitzvah, which is the smaller mitzvah, and do the bigger mitzvah. But the other pasuk says, no, don't weigh things. Whatever mitzvah you got in front of you, just do it. Right? Like it says in Perkei Avos, don't figure mitzvah kala, mitzvah ktana, just do mitzvah ktana. So which is it? Should you weigh or not? It depends if you can do the mitzvah through somebody else or not. If you can do the mitzvah through somebody else, so then you let them do the ktana and you do the gdola. But if it's a mitzvah that only you can do, so then you just do all the mitzvahs. You can even do the ktana and then the gdola. That's what they were talking and learning about this, about these two psukim. Interesting, something that we mentioned before, but we never mentioned that it was a raya from this Gemara. So machlokes between the Radvaz, discussion of the Radvaz. The Radvaz in the Tshuva in Dalad Yudalad, Dalad Yud Gimel has the Tshuva where somebody's stuck in jail and they get out once a year. The king says you can get out once a year. So which day do you get out? Do you get out today? Go down with the minion today. Say Tfilah B'Tzibur today. Or do you wait? No, you wait for Rosh Hashanah, wait for Yom Kippur. It's only one day. So we mentioned this in the past when you have the long-term, short-term view of mitzvahs. Do you take a long-term view of mitzvahs and For example, like we discussed in the Stechemet, if a person could only fast in one day of Tishrei because of his health, should he not fast on Tzom Gedalia because a couple days later he's going to have to fast on Yom Kippur, and that's Daraisa, and this is Darabanan? Or do you say, no, in the mitzvah Elashaito? Right, whatever's in front of you, take a short-term view. So here too, do you take a short-term view? Today you have a mitzvah to do, go out and daven, or do you take a long-term view? So the Radvaz says, Ein mavir nal mitzvahs. That's a Radvaz psak. Go out today. Ein roi lismoch al dvarav, those who say to wait, don't listen. Anan kaimala ein mavir nal mitzvahs, ve ein choli boz eklau, hilkach ha mitzvah, rishon is tovel yado, shi'ef shal asosa, v'chavash beso asurim, kodemes. Ve ein mashkichin ha mitzvah shabaga batchila, hikalo chamura. No, nothing. V'zeh pashin mo'od etzli. So the Chacham Tzvi, when he quotes this Shuva of the Radvaz, in Simen Kuf Vav, he's not so sure whether he agrees. He says, Ein mavir nal mitzvahs is only when you have equal mitzvahs, not when the later mitzvah is going to be better. But at the end, he says, you know what, I guess the Radvaz is right. Why? Because of our Gemara. So what does our Gemara say? When it comes to a mitzvah, she'i efshar la'asos ideh cheirim, you don't measure whether it's katana or gedola. And that lechora are the mitzvahs that what the Radvaz is talking about. He's talking about davening. Talking about mitzvah shebegufo. So therefore, it says the Chacham Tzvi, our Gemara shows that the Radvaz is right. That you don't measure mitzvahs when it comes to doing it yourself. Okay, so that, again, there's a lot more in that sugya as we discussed in the past, but we'll leave it there now. Hadar Yasvi, so this son of Rishur Bechai was still waiting to get a bracha, but he didn't stop talking. Hadar Yasvi, v'kami bai luhus, they said, we have another stira. Ksiv yikari mipdini v'chol chavetzech al yishvuva. Says the Mishlei that the Torah is more precious than pearls, and all chafatzim, nothing will be equal to it. Hachefse shemayim yishuvah. So the Pasuk says chafatzecha, your mundane chafatzim don't compare to the Torah, but chafse shemayim, mitzvahs compare to the Torah. So that Pasuk seems to say that mitzvahs and Torah are on equal footing. Fiksev kol chafatzim lo yishuvah. But then the other Pasuk says no, all chafatzim, meaning including mitzvahs, will not compare to Torah. De'afilu chafse shemayim lo yishuvah. So again, the Gemara says kind of mitzvah she'efshal asos ze'achirim, kind of mitzvah she'efshal asos al yidei achirim. Here it's mitzvahs that you can do through others, and here it's mitzvahs that you cannot do through others. So if a mitzvah that you can do through others, you keep learning. Mitzvah you cannot do through others, you do not keep learning. So there's a famous Meiri on this Gemara. Again, at the end of the daf, we have time, we'll talk more about it. Meiri in this Gemara says, we have a general principle. This was last year or 2 years ago, Shavuos. Osek b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. Usually when you're involved in a mitzvah, you don't have to stop to do it in another mitzvah. Says the Meiri, there's an exception to the rule. Talmud Torah. Osing b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah does not apply to Talmud Torah, because if you're osing b'Talmud Torah and then a mitzvah comes up that nobody else could do for you, e'efshar la'asos le'achirim, says the Meiri that osing b'mitzvah does not apply. Ha'mitzvah kodemes u'mavatal Talmud Torah k'dei l'kaima ve'inu mafkiya achiya me'alav b'kiya mitzvah Talmud Torah afilu mitzvah kala. Why? Because the whole purpose, whole v'ikra li'diyas kiyam shar mitzvahs, what do you learn for? You learn to be able to create, to be involved in a Torah mitzvah life. So if you never do any mitzvahs, you'll never do any mitzvah, because you have to learn every second. So obviously, it says the Meiri, Osef mitzvah, Patur min ha-mitzvah, does not apply to Talmud Torah. Okay, if we have time at the end, we'll talk more about the Shitas of Rambam. Because the Rambam, very difficult Shita, many Pshatim given, the Rambam seems to apply it. Osef mitzvah to Talmud Torah. He says if you want to get married, if you want to learn a little more, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Ishus, Osek b'Torah, so then you don't have to get married yet, you can delay it. And he says, Kol shekein b'shar mitzvahs. So we'll have to talk about that Rambam if we have time. But now let's first continue. Amru Le, so finally they stopped talking, so now we could get in a word. Amru Le, my basach, they turned to like, hey, what are you doing here? The son of Rishur Bayachai. Amru Lehu, Amru Le Abba, because my father told me, Zilka Bayo deliver Chucha, go get a bracha from them. Amru Le, so they say, okay, here's a bracha. Yehei Rabba de Tiz Revel Techzad. You should sow, S-O-W, you should sow and you shall not cut. Ta'ayo velo tefech, you should go in and not go out. Tefek velo ta'ayo, you should go out and not go in. Lichra besech, your house should be destroyed. Velesa v'shpizech, and your inn should be inhabited by others. Levalba pasurach, your table should be overturned. Velo tefzi shasachasa, and you shouldn't see the new year. Wow. With friends like these, right, what kind of bracha is this? He also, Gabi Abu, when he came back home, Amalei, he told his father, Lomi boy, the bruchel of Archina, not only did they not give me a bracha, Avot Tsu'uret Sa'aron, they caused me so much pain. So the first one to die, he didn't say that they cursed me. He said they caused me so much pain, meaning I know there's something behind these words. I just have pain because I don't understand it. So he doesn't say they cursed me. He just, Si'ure Mitzaron. They, what's going on here? So Amar Lei, my Amru Lachab. So Rosh Hashanah says, what they tell you? Hachi v'hachi Amar Lei, they tell me this. Amar Lei, Hana Kula Berchaz Aninu. All of these are hidden brachas. You just don't understand it. Tizra V'lo Tech said, you shall sow and not reap and not cut. What does that mean? Tolid banim lo yamusu. You shall have children. You shall sow. Those are your seeds, and they shouldn't be cut down. They shouldn't die. Ta'il lo tevach. You should bring in and not bring out. What does that mean? Ta'il kalasav lo lemisu banach delifkun. You shall bring in daughters-in-law who usually go live where their husbands are. You shall bring in those daughters-in-law, and your sons shouldn't die that the daughters-in-law will leave you. That's a bracha. Tefif lo tayil, the opposite. You shall go out and not go in. Tolid bansav lo yamusu gavrayu v'lehedra levasech. Shall have daughters who shall go and get married to men, and their husbands shouldn't buy so that they'll come back to you. Lech rev beisech v'lesu v'shpizech. What does that mean? That your house should be destroyed. V'lesu v'shpizech. Dehai alma u'shpizech. This world is called an inn, a temporary type of dwelling. V'yahi alma beisa. And the olama emes is called a bias, a more permanent dwelling. So the bracha is that he's saying that your house should be destroyed, meaning that your kever, you should never have to go to your kever. You should have arichas yamin. It should be destroyed. It should get overgrown with weeds. And your in your temporary life, your olam haba, you should have olam hazeh, you should have arichas yamin to do a lot of Torah and mitzvahs. Tichsiv, how do you know that bias means the kever? Kirbam batema la olam. Inside of them is their house forever. Altikri kirbam el kibram. Talking about the rishayim, their kever is their bias forever. What about the last line? Livalbel pasurach. What does it mean? Your table should be overturned. So we could all take nechama in this. Bebani abante. With a lot of kids. If your house is a mess, your table is all messed up and stained, and there's holes in the wall. Shadeh, that's a bracha. Bani abeitze, the Rabbeinu Chananel here says, Yulacha banim harbi, v'yivabul shulchaneh. You try to set the table. One of the kids pulls the whole tablecloth off. Oy, right before you come home. It's a bracha. That's the Gemara. Remember, moikot and daftes. The next time we want to get mad. Moikot and daftes. Bani abeitze. Vlotechzi shasa chasa. What about you? Won't see the whole full for the next year. Vlo Thomas and insach lo tinsav insasa achrisi. You'll never again have to do the mitzvah of shana rishona. That's what it means. You should never have, never. You won't see the next for the new year. Your wife should have arichas yamim as well, and you should have many years together. Why did they say it in such a unusual remez way? You know, why couldn't they just say pashit? You know what the what they mean? Give a bracha. It's a unique type of bracha. So, I mean, the first was the Binyan Sion has a tshuva about this in the Varach Laner, in the Chadash of Simen Ayin, in the second Chelek. He says because they were each an anav to each other. They each, like Rav Shumba Yochai, didn't want, send them for a bracha because he was the Gadol Hadar. But he said, get sent them for a bracha. Rav Shumba Yochai is sending a bracha to us? So they didn't want to give a bracha. They really wanted Rav Shumba Yochai to give his own son a bracha. So they said it in this way that Rav Shumba Yochai has to interpret to be part of the bracha itself. And that's why the Dafka said it in this way. And he goes through the whole story about why they said each of these, how they're really having anivus. And he writes at the end of that tshuva, in Simen Ayin, he says, Halavai all Rabbanim today, in the 1800s, should all think that the other Talmud Chacham is the real Talmud Chacham, and the real Rosh Hashiva, and we should have anivus, and we shouldn't look for the covet of our own, but we should always be after the covet of others. Second wide line. Rishon Bechalafta, Iftar Minei Derav. So he left Rav. Omer Lei, Lebrei, Zulagabe, Deliver Chucha. Again, go get a bracha. The bracha is, you shouldn't embarrass anybody else, and nobody should embarrass you. He came home. Oh, what bracha did you get? I just told me stam words. Okay, I shouldn't embarrass, not get embarrassed. That's a beautiful bracha. It's the bracha that Hashem gave Klal Yisrael twice. The chesiv is the pasuk says in Yoel, "V'achaltem achol v'savoa v'ilaltem b'chulu Hashem l'shem l'keichem lo yivosh ami l'olam." It's a pasuk from Yitan l'cha. V'idatem k'vikei Yisrael ani v'chulu v'lo yivosh ami l'olam. So you see twice in the pasuk it says my nation should not get embarrassed. So we darshim one means getting embarrassed and one means not too embarrassed. V'yosi yishadak shideha. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that a woman can wear jewelry. Tana rabbanan on chalamoi. Elo in takshidei not just jewelry, makeup. What is she allowed to do? Kochela, she could color her eyes, upokestes, and braid her and part her hair. Umavir shrak alpanel, she could smear herself with blush. Vigadami mavir shrak alpanel shomata, or it means that she could put certain materials on her to be able to all parts of her body, to be able to trim her hair, to be able to be shlotiskan albaila. The wife of Rav Chisda one time was putting on makeup in front of her daughter-in-law. Yosef Rav Huna bar Chinna came to Rav Chisda, the Yosef Ka'amar, and Rav Huna says to Rav Chisda, "Loshon el Yalda, I thought the only heter was for a young girl. a young girl to be able to, you know, she's used to that. I was like, Kena lo, but an older woman's allowed to put on this makeup on Chol HaMoed? So Amalei, Rav Chisda, whose wife was assumed to be a Zakena here, just because she had a daughter-in-law. Some of Farshim ask, maybe they got married young. What's the Raya? Okay, the assumption is that she was a Zakena. That's what Gemara is assuming. So Rav Chisda says, Elokim, Afilu Imcha, even your mother, Afilu Ima Imcha, your grandmother, Afilu Mezal Kivra, she's 102 years old. She's allowed to do this. There's no difference. The Amri Inshi, because people say, Bashis and Kabashis, Lakal Tavla Larata. A 60-year-old and a 6-year-old run the same when they hear the bells of the wedding. And they're going to dance at a wedding. They all run, they all get into it. So that's what people say. You know, all ages are equal. So to hear, all ages are equal. Rav Yehuda Omer Lo Tasu. Rav Yehuda says, a woman's not allowed to put on this lime on her face because it's very uncomfortable and it doesn't come off until after Yantif. Tanya Rav Yehuda Omer, Ish Lo Tasu Beishan Evil Hula. It's menavel her. It makes her disgusting right now, and it's very uncomfortable, and it doesn't give her any oneg. Umoder Rav Yehuda, b'sishi hola kafla b'moed, but Rav Yehuda would admit, by line, that comes off later within chol moed, shetofalta b'moed, that she's allowed to do that. Why? She'afa bisha mitzera hu achshav simchi lachar zman. Because even though it hurts her now, before the end of Yantif, she's going to have simchas Yantif. So therefore, it's going to be mutter. Umisla the Rav Yehuda ha'isvara, does Rav Yehuda really hold of such an idea? That sa'ar now won't be called sa'ar now because of a later simcha, but the Mishnah says in Avodah Zarah that the Tanakama holds you're not allowed to give any reason for a nachri, for an Obed Avodah Zarah to have simcha around the day of his holidays, because then he's going to give thanks to his God on the holidays. But Rabbi Yehuda says, Nifron Mehen, you're allowed to get paid back from them. You're allowed to accept if they owe you $100, you can accept it back on their holidays, right near their holidays. Because he's upset. He doesn't want to have to give up the money. The Rabbanan argue with him. They say, no, even though he is sar now, eventually he's going to be happy that he doesn't have this achrayas, this loan on his head anymore. So what do you see from here? The Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of a later feeling impacting now. In our Mishnah, he says a later simcha impacts now, and you're allowed to put on the sid. And over there, he says a later feeling does not impact, and you can get paid back. So Gemara has two answers, and then we'll finish. Amar Nachman by Yitzchak Kanak Lehilchas Moed to Kulu Meitzer Achshav V'Sameach Lachas Manenu. No, Rabbi Yehuda says Chol HaMoed is different. Everything you do on Chol HaMoed is a big tircha. What, you like to bake? You like to have tircha and cook and all that? Everything on Chol HaMoed pains you a little bit now and simcha later on. So your Chol HaMoed is different. Ravina Amar, no, the other way. Maybe that case is different. Kusi, Linyan Piron, La'ola Meitzer. A Kusi never is happy that he paid back a loan. Even 2 years later, he's not happy that it got off his head. He wishes that he could have kept the money illegally forever. So therefore, there's no steer in Rabbi Yehuda. Either this case is different, or that case is different. Okay, we'll stop here. Period by Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Try it. 701.